Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning. Last day of March 2026, March the 31st, 2026, 19 minutes past the hour, and where are we at here? Over 60 degrees this morning here in Marion. Now, I want to do a little bit of housekeeping before we start the show here, and then we're going to get to the phone lines, because yesterday we were still getting phone calls as we were going off the air, and that's a good problem to have. So we're going to try to get to the phone calls as quickly as possible. One thing I do want to mention is this coming Friday, we are going to be doing our annual Good Friday Easter celebration here at the station. Now, last year was the first year that we did this, and we had a lot of fun with it last year. Now, it's kind of, when you explain it, it sounds kind of complicated, but really it's not all that complicated. What essentially will happen is on Friday morning, we will be broadcasting from somewhere in Marion. And you won't know where we're broadcasting from. Now, we will be broadcasting from there, and we will have a basket of Easter eggs at that location. And what will happen is, as the morning goes along, we will give you hints as to where we are. Now, if you think you know where we are, come to where we are and find us. If you find us, we will give you an Easter egg, a plastic Easter egg. What will happen then is there will be two numbers in that Easter egg. It will be the same number, but there'll be two copies of the number. So say there'll be two copies of the number one in there. We'll give you that Easter egg. You'll pick an Easter egg, and that's how you'll get your number. You'll keep one copy of that number. We'll put the other copy of the number back in the Easter egg. We'll put it back in the basket, and we'll bring it back to the studio at noon on Friday during our last hour of broadcast. Then we will draw one egg out, and whoever has that number will win a big prize. So that will go on Friday morning. Where in Marion is WGH Radio will be the name of that, and that event will be brought to you by the committee to elect Jason Schauber County Commissioner. So we thank Jason for that. So Jason is supporting that event. So that's what will happen Friday morning. So basically, again, we'll be broadcasting from a location. We're not going to tell you where we are. We are going to give you hints as to where we are. You come find us. We'll give you an Easter egg. You'll get a number. We'll keep a copy of that number. At noon, we'll come back to the station. We'll draw out the winning Easter egg. And the person who gets that winning Easter egg will get a prize. And we're still working on what the prize may be. We have a couple ideas as to what the prize may be. And trust me, these are good prizes. We have a few good ideas here. But again, that event is brought to you by Jason Schauber for Commissioner. So it'll be a lot of fun on Friday morning. So I do want to mention that's going on Friday morning. Okay, the other thing I wanted to mention here this morning was this press release we got yesterday about the rate increases at Lincoln Park Aquatic Center this coming summer. Now, there was a lot of talk of, will the park open, will it not? I always thought it would open, and it looks like it will open. But what I'm confused about, I tried to read this on the air yesterday, and I'm not sure I really understand it. Here's what it says. It says, due to the current financial conditions for the city of Marion, the city has been in the process of reviewing the information provided by the state auditor's office, which includes negative fund balances and have begun to make the necessary adjustments within those funds. Lincoln Park Aquatic Center has not been adjusted since at least 2014. Prices must be adjusted to help offset additional costs that are being incurred. And then it lists the price increases. Now, here's what I don't understand. There are some lines in here, like, that after reviewing the information provided by the state auditor's office. Now, why would the state auditor's office be providing information about Marion's negative fund balances? Wouldn't we know what our negative fund balances are? Because the mayor, two weeks ago, said in a council meeting that the Aquatic Center was more or less breaking even, aside from the fact that we do have to continue to pay the loan on the Aquatic Center until something like 2033. So I really don't understand that. And the other thing I don't, and caller, hold on there for a second. And the other thing I don't understand is that I'm not sure how this is going to offset the prices being incurred. I don't know. It's just an oddly worded press release. So there you have. And I do want to say, when we first got the press release yesterday, there was something in there about transportation, but I think that was mistakenly put in there because we got another press release after we went off the air, and we put the fixed press release up. So there you go. Now we'll go to the phone. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. So you've got a separate version of the first one. Do you still have a copy of that?
Yes, I just still have a copy of the first one.
I noticed when you were reading it yesterday, you were stumbling across your words, and I thought, Beers is a good reader. He can do better than that.
Well, it was confusing.
And, well, when I read it yesterday, I understand why you were bumbling for a moment, because it seemed to me like they were getting their press releases for rate increases, press releases for their rate hikes confused, because the pool one originally talked a little bit about the transit and then went back into the pool.
Right, that's
so
what I
think it might have been like a cutting and pasting error. So I imagine the one for transit's getting ready to drop soon.
Well, obviously I think that's what that means. But what was confusing about it to me was that when I read it, because we got it while we were on the air, I started to read it, and then I realized, why is transit being mentioned in here when this is about the Aquatic Center?
I do believe they were probably going to release one statement for both and decided, we probably better not do that, and that line about transit didn't get taken out of there. Don't they need a 30-day notice? Didn't we go through this the last time that they were going to raise transit fares? They had to have a public hearing, give 30-day notice.
Well, this is what I said would be the bad look. We all know that the mayor wants to raise transit fees. He said that over a month ago. But the fact that he would not take it to city council, the fact that there has never been any legislation introduced, the fact that he's going to do this in a week when there is no city council meeting, when by press release, I don't think that's a very good idea.
Oh, well, he doesn't care. Just so you know, he doesn't care what you think is a good idea or not at all.
Well, he might not care what I think, but there's going to be a tremendous amount of blowback on that, and the same would be true for curbside recycling. So I don't quite understand, and I don't understand why this letter with the Aquatic Center says that the state auditor has provided them information on negative line balances. So
the pool was negative. The pool was almost $1 million negative line item.
Well,
I think it was almost $900,000, I think.
Right. But last week the mayor said that was because of the payment on the pool, which we all know is a big payment, big loan payment.
No. The budget for the pool was negative. The pool actually loses money year after year. The cost of admission does not cover the cost of operating it. So not only do we make the payment, I mean, we can go ahead and just say that the payment is covered through the hospital lease, so we really don't even have to worry about the payment, whether the pool opens or not. The lawmakers before them set it up that the hospital money pays for the pool. So, you know, we don't ever have to come out of any other monies to pay for the pool structure. Now, to operate it, we have to come out of off of money, general fund tax dollars, that we don't have right now. So when it operates at a loss, we have to make up for it. So what they're hoping is to raise the rates, and that will offset the loss. Unless they have an extraordinary summer, it's not going to.
But did the mayor not say, what, last week, that the pool, aside from the loan payment, pretty much breaks even or are as close to it?
He said last year it came close to breaking even and was one of the best years that the pool has had. It was
right.
Extraordinarily hot last summer, too.
Right. Well, was it? I mean, did it just about break even?
Well, who knows? We just have to take them for their word. We're not allowed to ask questions. Remember,
because I'm
called Nate.
Yeah, but I'm saying if they just about broke even, then what's the negative there? If the hospital lease is covering the payment.
On the budget, it's going to show that money is owed because I don't know if the hospital lease money has came in yet. I don't know when it works. So, you know what I mean? Like, they're going to show that money is owed, but the money hasn't come in to pay it yet. So it would show as negative until the hospital money comes through and washes it out.
Right, but the state auditor has to tell them this?
What the state probably doesn't want is that at the end of September next year, the city of Marion's had to bust out money for chlorine or for payroll or for toilet paper or anything related to the pool other than paying what we're already legally bound to pay, paying our loan. You know, I mean, we could get by with paying our loan and save money if not operating the pool would save us money. So I think what they're trying to do is make it to where it's revenue neutral. It doesn't cost us anything. The city does not have to pay anything. It supports itself.
Yeah,
I don't believe that'll happen. I hope it happens, but I don't believe it will.
Now, here's where maybe I'm confused, because I thought we were still in the stage where the city gets to make their plan without any interjection.
No, not in step one. You get feedback.
Right, you get
feedback.
They don't
tell you absolutely what to do. But think of them like the IRS. Like, you can go to them and be like, is this right? They'll be like, nope. And, okay, so what's wrong? Well, that's for you to figure out. So step one is to see if you can do it.
Right, but
and
that's...
And give you some guidance.
Right, but that's not what this says. I don't think.
But the pool is $900,000 in the hole, the fund is.
Well,
so
how is...
Just like everybody else, they've got to come up with money to pay it back, too.
Well, I don't know how
that... How are we in the hole? Running negative for years, running over budget for years, poor bookkeeping, poor record keeping.
Okay, but I guess I don't understand that, like I said, the line in there is that the information provided by the state auditor's office about negative fund balances. Well, they have that, don't they? I mean, wasn't that what we were all talking about last Monday when they were passing that budget that was negative?
Yes.
Does the state have to provide that to them?
The state's going to.
Well, no, but they knew it.
Well, we didn't know that we were negative. In defense of those people up there, choked on those words a little bit. We didn't know how negative we were until we got that last audit. But, yes, they've known since the last audit that the pool was almost $1 million in the hole.
It just comes off as if they're blaming the state here for
doing this. Oh, yeah.
I guess is my point.
Well, they definitely don't want to take any responsibility for any of the stuff that sucks.
No, but that's not really the case yet. You know, the state can suggest this. The state can point this out to them.
Well, they said that the 501c3s can do in downtown Marion had to be privately funded.
Well, I don't know.
They're not allowed to fund them anymore.
How does the state say that yet? I mean, how do they make a decree that says this is what you have to do?
See, when you do these things called reports, when citizens write reports to the state of Ohio, and they say, well, I don't think that this nonprofit should be getting money from our city because we're entirely broke, and they seem to be really friendly and affiliated. And if you do that about Can Do, and then you start pointing out about how all of, like, 80% of their revenue is used to pay people, and your city is actually going bankrupt while you're paying people to plan parties, the state will come in and take a look at that, and they'll go, you are paying people to plan parties, and no, you can't afford to do that, so you need to stop paying them to plan parties.
Well, if that's what they're doing, then
I turned in a report about Can Do and about downtown Marion. Are either one of them funded anymore?
Mm-mm, well, yeah, no. But I don't know the reason. See, here's the thing that
we don't know the reason, but I know that they're not funded anymore, and I know that
right.
I go to the Elite Report
but
about them.
It is my understanding, and also the understanding from the state auditor, that they will not make decisions for the city of Marion until a plan is denied, and they would bump them up to the next
what
level.
What I turned in was a special investigation of waste, fraud, or abuse. That is entirely different. They will stop waste, fraud, and abuse in its tracks.
Okay.
They do not need the city to submit a plan for that.
Well,
that is why some of that fat's gotten trimmed before we've gotten an approved plan.
So then what is the point at this point? What's the point? What's the point of leaving the city to make any decision if the state is already forcing their hand on these things?
Because we're supposed to make... If they came in and just started just kicking ass and taking names and cutting stuff, that would be very fearful. It would create a lot of fear for the community. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, but
now we're pretending like our leaders can make these choices. They're
no,
give us
that's
enough
not.
Rope to hang ourselves,
no.
And when we hang ourselves, they're going to come cut us down and resuscitate us, and they call us daddy.
This is just very convoluted because
it is.
Here's
another convoluted situation. Todd Anderson just today found out got removed from the police officer case for the appearance of impropriety. So you want to talk about convoluted? The defense attorney listed all the stuff in there about the sheriff being friends, going out of the country, vacationing, and all this other stuff. And what the court, and I read through all 26 pages of it, and what the court finally decided, you want to talk about convoluted, that brought the appearance of impropriety was that Anderson asked his daughters if they knew the alleged victim. Now, that got him removed from the case. Not the fact that he'd been floating around in a hot tub with the lead investigator on the case or anything like that, or that he's friends with Ray Grogan, or none of that stuff got him removed. The fact that he asked his daughters if they knew the victims, that got him removed. Or maybe, just maybe, the Supreme Court doesn't want to blow the legal system apart up here with all the friends and lawyers and judges and doctors and lawyers and Indian chiefs and all the other important people. But it did seem kind of like there was a nudge in there. You know, hey, maybe knock this off. But yeah, you want to talk about convoluted. I mean, the state Supreme Court didn't say, no, this is wrong, but they removed a judge for talking to his daughters. You know how rare it is for judges to get removed? So the state doesn't like to make waves, whether it's the judiciary or it's the auditor. They don't want to be the ones that erode public trust.
Yeah, but they didn't remove anybody else from the case, right?
Not yet, but if you get a different judge, and there's a good chance Grogan gets removed.
I don't know. I just think that
you start with the judge and you work your way down. But so, I mean, just a lot of convoluted, the way the state came in with that audit. You know, they're telling us about cashless evidence rooms and significant, I went through that and read it again yesterday, significant deficiencies in the audit. Significant deficiencies can actually become crimes at some point. They haven't came out and said it yet. You know, so I don't, as far as the state being opaque on things when it comes to handing down their rulings or their decrees, that's not unusual.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is I don't think that the state mandated that the city do anything. Because if they did, I think they would own up to it.
I think that they mandated Can Do in downtown Marion.
I don't know. I think they said that nonprofits should be self-sufficient, but I don't think they can mandate that until they take over. And I think they might have suggested that. I think that's something that might have been said in a meeting. I don't think they're forcing the city to do anything yet.
Sometimes you have to take suggestions as more than that. Like, I'm politely suggesting that you have to do this. You know what I mean?
Could be how they took it. I don't know. But I don't think that the city has been forced into anything yet. But
I don't think so.
Because I don't think that the city
would fund them. Then I believe they would fund them. If they had the ability. Hey, they just passed a budget that's $6 million in the hole. What's another $50,000?
Well, I think the difference there is I think that the city did pull the money from Can Do, but then said many times in open meetings, we are going to revisit that. We are going to look at that again. And I think
they were
going to
give Bodine that job.
Well, no, but I think if the, as you said, if the state had said, no dice, this is gone, and this is a decree from us, they couldn't come back in a meeting and say that.
They could create their own position. The state didn't tell them they couldn't create their own position. They told them they couldn't fund nonprofits anymore.
No, but they were talking about funding downtown Marion. They said it to Lois Fisher in an open meeting. They said that is not off the table yet.
You're not going to tell Lois Fisher no to her face. And
well, if the state told you that, why would you want to risk the...
Philo Lang sit up there and say, how many times did I say they just need to be honest with Alan? Because Philo Lang said, the state said all 501Cs, she didn't say C3, all 501Cs have to be self-funded.
Yes, I think the state did say that. I think they said it in a meeting, but I don't think that any decree has been made from the state yet, because...
Not that we know of.
Right.
They certainly wouldn't. I mean, and I kept saying, someone needs to tell Alan, because Alan's still up there hoping he's getting his money. And I think at some point they finally said, well, we really like to, we just can't right now. They finally did come out and say
could have been, but all I'm saying is I think it's very interesting that the way this letter is worded, it more or less puts the onus on the state for raising these rates. And I think
that's fine. Whoever's fault it is, the rates are going up under Bill Collins' watch.
Well, yes, but I think they're going up because that's a decision that was made. Because there is a lot, but I think it was made by the city. I think the city, in conjunction with the Aquatic Center and in conjunction with the state...
Oh, yeah, I don't believe the state of Ohio told them that they had...
Well, that's all I'm saying.
No, they told them that, hey, this isn't negative. No, they haven't told us yet what we have to do, because I think
right.
the state of Ohio would tell us to close the school is what I think they would tell us.
Well, that's why I don't understand this the way this is worded, because it's worded as if the state came in and found this, and, you know...
They did. The state found the error, but they didn't tell us to raise the prices. They have not gotten into raising our rates yet.
It says... After the process of reviewing the information provided by the State Auditor's Office, which includes negative fund balances, we have begun to make the necessary adjustments. So I think, you know, the State Auditor said, which I don't even understand that, because the budget was there last week.
No, that was part of the $8.9 million that they're talking about. That's what they're talking about when they're talking about the State Auditor and the budget, fund balances. That's when we found out we had the 13 funds that are $18.9 million in the hole. The pool is one of them.
Well, all I'll say is this. If transit fares are increased, if curbside recycling is done away with by press release in a week when city council is not even meeting, you know...
Do you think that Collins runs for office again?
I don't know.
This conversation was had over the weekend.
I mean, it can't be very good right now. His popularity cannot be very good.
I know you're a liberal. I've heard this about you. So what I would suggest is you get with your liberal buddies and tell them to start getting some candidates to run against these people. Come up with somebody this summer, start putting some feelers in the water and take the next year to work on developing them and run someone against him, because he was very beatable. So was Sean Barr. First Ward, get somebody, get your act together. You guys, Democrats held First Ward for a long time. We can beat these people. But I'm going to get off here so somebody else can complain. I just wanted to point out, I looked it up because I heard people saying it last night, and I thought, no way. Zimbezi Bay, three people can get a season pass to Zimbezi Bay, which also gets you into the zoo, gets you free parking, for about $360. And I think the pool is $385.
Well, I think Zimbezi Bay operates in the black.
Oh, for sure. They also have a tax levy from Columbus, but don't mention that to anybody, lest they get ideas around here. $360, you can go to Zimbezi Bay all summer long.
There you go.
Take care, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything you'd like to say. Now, again, just my thought here. I don't have any... And by the way, I did invite Bill Collins to be on the show today. I did invite Mayor Collins to come in and explain this or call in, and I have not got an email back. So I guess at this point, hope springs eternal. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, you're Marion, Ohio.
As it is.
So So what's this I heard? You have an odd press release?
Well, yes, the first we had a press release come while we were live on the air yesterday.
Let me interject this. How can you be surprised about an odd press release coming from an odd administration?
Well, because a press release is something on paper. It's not misspeaking. And I would have guessed somebody would have proofread it.
It's not misspeaking?
Well, no, but I would have, if it's on paper, I would assume somebody proofread it before they sent it out, but apparently not.
Scott, no. It would be interesting to find out who wrote that. Did they use AI? Were they that lazy? Or did somebody just have a stream of consciousness and write that? You know what the key to good writing is, right?
What's that?
You don't know?
No, I don't know what you're going to say.
All of your education?
Well, no, I know.
Composition. The key to good writing is rewriting.
Yeah, but I'm not even sure that's what happened here. I think they might have sent
exactly.
the wrong thing.
That's my point. They don't rewrite. They don't look at it. They don't even, apparently, have somebody else to take a look at it, read through it for proper subject, verb, agreement, and syntax.
Well,
so
well no, it was past that. It was past that. It was when I'm reading it, I'm trying to figure out why transportation is being mentioned in a press release about the Aquatic Center. And then come to find out, apparently it wasn't supposed to be, because less than an hour later, we got an amended press release that doesn't mention transportation at all.
You know, it sounds as though somebody took another press release and didn't proofread it. They cut and pasted it, etc., you know?
Well, yes, but we haven't seen the press release on transportation yet, so is that to come? Maybe.
I don't know. You'll have to find out the point of origin and who composed.
Well, like I was saying, when you were calling in, I did email Bill Collins yesterday, and I invited him to come on and explain these changes and what is to come, and I have not received a response. So there you go.
Well, you've been almost bending over backwards, begging him to come in and educate the community on what is going on, and he has ignored all of your invitations.
Well, I think that's for the community's sake. I mean, I don't... You know, and by the way, let me just say this on this particular note. Has nothing to do with Bill Collins. For people who think people don't listen to this program, now, I cannot go deep into this, but I'll tell you, if you say something on this show that people maybe are not the biggest fan of, trust me, you'll get phone calls at home, you will get messages, you will get people wanting to know why you said what you said, which, you know, that's quite right. Anybody can question anything that's said, but I'll tell you, people who don't normally call in every day come out of the woodwork. So the listenership of this show, trust me, reaches very far. I have found that out recently.
The anonymity of Facebook and email, very much like the CB radio craze. People climbing up and down all over people, but would their convictions be strong enough to state that face-to-face or to state any of their concerns in a public forum?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
You know, there are a lot of people who love the anonymity of outlets.
That sort of thing. That's just the tabloids to me, as I've said. You know, people are going to run negative stories. I think that just proves that they think that I have more power than I actually have. But, you know, God bless
you
people.
You do have power. Scott, you have great power. Your finger flips on the light switch every morning and flips it off. turns on your console. You've got power in that finger of yours.
Well, but I guess my point is, in this matter is, you know, if you want to do a negative story, that's okay. But what I'm talking about is people really do care what's said on this show as far as opinions or things of that nature. And so the fact that I will hear back from people almost within, you know, I'd say 24 hours after just saying something offhanded, I think is a pretty strong indication that there's a lot of people listening to what's being said. And I was even told that a clip was circulated from this show amongst a group. So I appreciate that people listen.
Audio soundbite or video or what?
I think it was audio.
Yeah. Well, hopefully those listeners arm themselves with a lot of information and use that information to make a better informed decision when they go vote. And hopefully they go vote, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think everybody should vote.
A sideline, you know, the talked about can-do. You know, can-do is a 501c3. They're supposed to have public meetings. They're supposed to be posted in a place where everybody can see the times and locations of those meetings. My understanding is they haven't had a meeting in many, many months, and that's in violation of being a nonprofit organization. And then when you consider the 10 years that Gus Comstock was there, the city kicked in, I think Ayers Ratliff said 42 or 48,000 a year. Now, that is, I'm pretty sure, matched by what the county kicked in. So over a 10-year period, you had about $960,000 that was spent on can do. Now, what do we have to show for it? We have a bunch of people that were board members of can do. A brain trust of the elite of Marion on that board, and no one ever said, maybe we should start an endowment fund so we won't have to come after tax dollars. And that's never been initiated.
I do want to get
and
this.
Where's can do today? Who knows?
Rumor has it
Marion Tech is supposed to take it over.
Well, I have a message here from one of our listeners out here. Do you think maybe the state has taken over and we have just not been told that yet? I would doubt it. Because I don't even think the second plan has been submitted to the state yet. I think that happens in April, starting tomorrow. So
I think Faber's office would send out a press release that this office, etc., is now engaged in assisting Marion, Ohio, etc., something like that, and the local Columbus media would grab hold of that.
Yeah, I don't think the state has done anything yet except have meetings locally suggesting what the city should do. But I don't think it's gotten any further than that. But here we are April 1st tomorrow, and we still have not seen the transportation rates increase. We still have not seen curbside recycling be done away with. We still have not seen sanitation rates increased. So, you know, you've got three things that you mentioned in your plan over a month ago that you haven't done yet. And you've got weeks until you have to have this plan to the state, which I think, starting with the Aquatic Center of all things, something that wasn't even on the plan, that's why it's all very confusing.
Well, all I can say is, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Steve Faber.
Oh, there you go. Well, he's been on this show, so there you go. Thank you.
Hey, have him on again.
We'll have to bring him back, yeah.
To a better tomorrow.
All right. And again, phone lines are open here today, 740-383-9944, 53 minutes past the hour. Feel free to buzz in, 740-383-9944. Well, it's all interesting, and Again, I want to say Bill Collins is welcome anytime on this show, Mayor Collins. He can call in, he can come in, he's always welcome, because I think at some point somebody should be trying to explain some of this stuff to the public, because there seems to be an awful lot going on here at this point. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
I just wish that they would remember the method they used to get rid of one auditor and replace her, because that problem's all been solved, hasn't it?
Well,
you never hear a word about the auditor anymore, the auditor's office. That's apparently, you know, has all been fixed. When Miranda left, everything's good.
Well,
now, why is that?
Well, it's a good question. I'm not really sure. I haven't even seen anybody refer to the auditor during a meeting since the new auditor took over.
Right. Now, is that a bunch of BS?
It's very strange. I don't know
and
what she's doing.
I've never heard one cut that they're going to make in City Hall.
No, but do you think doing this by press release is a good thing?
Oh, well, that's coward way out.
I just can't.
It's easier.
It just blows my mind, because I will say this. I had an off-the-record conversation with somebody at City Hall, and we were talking, because I said, hey, the mayor has all these things on the table. He told us over a month ago that he wanted to raise sanitation rates, he wanted to raise bus fares, and he wanted to get rid of curbside recycling. I said, nothing has happened yet. And I said, is he able to do this without city council? And this person seemed
now,
to...
Scott, you know the answer to that.
Well, yeah, and this person said, yes, I believe he is able to do that. Not for sure, but I think he is. And I said to this person, I said, okay, but doing this by press release would be really awful. To not put it on the agenda, to let people talk about it, how they feel about it. And this person agreed and said, yeah, I don't think that's the best way to handle this. And here we are, you know, we've gotten one press release on something we didn't even know was coming, which was the rate increase at the Aquatic Center. But the other three things are still out there in limbo with April 1st tomorrow. And when are they going to do it? I mean, they have, what do they have? Is it committee or council next week? I can't remember it now. But why do this by press release? I mean...
That's called a coward.
Well, I don't understand what
back to the swimming pool.
Yes, back to the pool.
I'm a big proponent of the swimming pool. That thing has to run the same whether there's 10 kids in there or 100. And due to how many people, that's all BS, because apparently we're still making the payment on it. And my God, how long has it been there, and do they ever pay off the payment?
Eventually.
Of course, buying a car.
Well, that was why there was a lot of kerfluffle back when this happened. And I was in the media then when this happened, and... Scott Schertzer tried to veto this. He said the city cannot afford this. It's not going to be self-sufficient in the city of Marion. And it looks like Mayor Schertzer turned out to be right on that. But
it was a service to a lot of kids that kept them off the street.
Right, but I believe at that time, Mayor Schertzer just wanted to use the money to fix the pool up, not build this big aquatic center that would have a big, big loan payment and...
But when did the Aquatic Center go in?
Would have been... Gosh, when was that? Would have been somewhere like 2011, 2012. I know that's when it was being voted on.
And it's never been paid off yet?
Oh, no. It was something like a 20-year loan.
Well, like I said, you know... getting rid of one person in the auditor's office solved that problem, and she was the only one really trying, apparently. And so maybe there's a lot more fat there that we can trim that would fix this problem instantly.
Well, I just don't understand why they're going after services. That's what I don't get.
Because it affects more people.
Yeah, but...
You know, If they would get rid of, let the mayor take a cut and pay.
Well, you know, somebody did say that. And you know what? I believe there is precedent for that, because I believe Doc Brown, when he was mayor years ago, either took a pay cut or said he did not need any pay to do the job. Now, I'm a little fuzzy on that, because that's been the 1980s and early 90s, but I believe that did happen.
Well, like I said, you know, we got rid of one auditor, and that whole auditor's office, apparently, she must have been the stone in the shoe, because it's all fixed now. It's all good.
Well, you know,
and they've not prosecuted her, apparently, because she was growing up. But like the swimming pool, you either run it or you don't. If you have a swimming pool, you have to maintain it. Whether there's one people in there, and it doesn't matter if a lady, say, take babysitting some kids in the summertime, and they used to go to the pool, and that was an afternoon that they were taken care of. Okay, all of a sudden, you know, okay, I can't afford to pay $10. Well, it costs the same amount of money to run that pool if there's three kids in there or 300. So that's a joke. That's just getting in the poor people's pockets again.
Well, and that's my question. Will the pool be less attended because of these rate increases?
I'm sure it would.
Well, that's going to be a problem then.
And it's going to cost the same amount of money to run that pool if there is three people in there or 300.
Well, and I think that ultimately the idea is we're going to create more revenue by not increasing the expense part. And that's how we're going to make up some of this money. But it just seems like a lot of this is nickel and dime stuff. Like, the pool is only open from Memorial Day to Labor Day. I mean, it's not like it's even an around-the-year business. And the bus fare increases, it's still my understanding, until somebody tells me I'm wrong, 90% of transit is paid for by grants. So raising the fee 75 cents doesn't seem...
They're going to lose their grant money over it.
Well, I don't understand why these... Listen, nobody wants layoffs, and nobody wants to... tell somebody they don't have a job. But the biggest expense to any city, county, whatever, is the staff. Yeah, the salaries. So, I mean, and that is a permanent decrease that would not cost the citizens anything.
But we've not trimmed any fat in the ivory tower up there.
Well, no. Well, except that Bodine's no longer there, so they combine those positions and apparently save $90,000 in doing it.
Oh, $90,000 when we're talking millions, that's a big deal.
Well, they
look good.
They seem to tout that.
Well, all I can say is I just don't understand how the poor auditor, she was the one working, she was the one putting in the extra hours with no help and a lot of grief from whoever. And she left, and all of a sudden the auditor's office is under control.
I want to say this before we go to break here. We got a whole nother hour. But I think what you're saying is exactly the point, and I said this to a lot of people, that the way they were treating her, whether or not she was doing her job correctly, the way they treated her made her sympathetic to the public. And I was always surprised that these politicians did not understand that screaming at her and asking her questions and more or less calling her names every Monday night was making her sympathetic to the public. And I don't understand why they never understood that to the day that she resigned.
Well, Scott, you think about it. I hope they're ashamed of themselves.
Well... and we go from here. We'll be back after this. Stay tuned.
Kids want to share what's going on in their lives with the adults around them. Parents, grandparents, teachers, coaches, and more.